Well, it's a big weekend coming up for Maine Black Bear hockey. Only Indeed. One game, but yes. Man, oh man, so important as they get ready for UMass. But the last 2 weeks have been a really nice turnaround. Now, obviously, you're not playing the upper echelon teams in the conference, but I don't care who you play in Hockey East this time of year. They're all tough games. Merrimack was fighting to try and stay alive for postseason. BC, Jerry York's teams don't take nights off very often.
No, they don't. And really, when was the last time that you can recall Maine sweeping Boston College right. in a season series? So three games, they beat Boston College and really thumped them down there. So, that's all good. Excuse me. And, Boston College obviously is not what they have been in the more recent past. But they're not that far off. They got one of the best goaltenders in the conference. They got some guys like Cotton, who's the leading goal scorer. Mm-hmm. They've got some people. They're just sort of not, what we remember them. But they're not a bad team. And for Maine, sometimes they do play down to the level of the competition. So they had to rise up. And, it's crunch time. We say it sounds so cliche, but it is crunch time right now. Every point is precious. So, they had to produce, and they won two tough 2-1 games, and did it in a manner that you win in overtime at home in front of your home fans and get the crowd into it and so forth. Excuse me, I talked about the importance of getting the crowd into it early. They really failed on that. The first period was all Boston College, and Maine was lucky to still be in the game, down only 1-0 after one. But they found a way to turn it around in the second period. In the third period, I thought they were the better team. And then late in the game, Bossier wins the overtime, gets an overtime winner. So those are all things that, accumulative kind of makes you feel a lot better about yourself. And they are going in the right direction. If you look at Maine at the beginning of the year, there were a lot of things about their game that really needed to be cleaned up.
Penalties.
Oh, good grief. I mean, they still lead the league in penalty minutes per game, but that's all on the back of what happened in the first 20 games of the season,
right.
Where, they started out the year and they're averaging, 16, 17 penalty minutes per game. Now, if you notice over the last dozen or so games, they've really, brought that in to where it's, you get two or three penalties a game. You're going to get that just showing up if you're working hard.
Right.
And you're, you're banging out there and
playing
defense.
There are good penalties.
Yeah. There are penalties as a coach you can accept.
Say that to a former official. What am I thinking?
Right. Yeah, that was a good penalty. I'll let you off the hook on that one. No,
that's fine.
That never happened. But, if you're a coach, there are penalties you can accept and say, okay, I want my guys to play hard. And sometimes you cross the line and pick up a penalty. What you don't want is these after the whistle penalties. That just helps nobody. And they were getting a lot of those. They would be in a situation where they would get go on the power play and immediately, even before the penalty started, after the whistle, before they even sent guys to the box, they'd pick up a penalty to even it off.
Right.
Or in the first 30 seconds of the power play, they'd get a penalty or something like that. So they've cleaned up a lot of that. I'll tell you the other area that they've really cleaned up that I've noticed the last few games is the number of turnovers, particularly in their own end. And that's just a killer.
Right.
Okay, if you're turning the puck over in your own end, you're extending plays for their offense in your zone. That just leads to so much trouble. And I remember the beginning of the year, turnovers that would happen in a particular shift, there'd be three or four turnovers in their own end. It would just extend plays, and they'd end up spending 40 seconds, a minute in their own end, just running around, recovering from the fact they couldn't clear the puck. And so that it still happens. It happens to every team. It's a game of turnovers. It's a game of forcing the other team to turn the puck over or forcing the team to make errors. But Maine's really cleaned that area of their game up a lot. So.
I had a good weekend. You'll need it going forward from Jeremy Swayman, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, Saturday night, they really relied on him to hold the team in there. And they've done that a few times where they've relied on him to keep the game close until their offense kicks in. There have been times earlier this year where Jeremy gives up the first goal and it's a weak one. I'm thinking UMass, the first night. We did television, I believe, Friday night. And in the first 3 minutes of the game, he gives up a soft goal that hits his glove and falls in behind him. And, you know, and so you're playing the number two team in the country, and all of a sudden you're standing in a one-goal hole, but you did it because, you know, it's an error. It's kind of unforced.
Right, right.
And so Jeremy has gotten a lot better at, you know, it's really important for – and I often talk about how important it is for the team to come out strong. It's really important for him to have a strong first period, because sometimes it takes Maine a little while for them to kick in, you know, their offense. Right. So that has been happening. He's, you know, his goals against is, you know, is reasonable, 2.8 or something like that. The elite goaltenders are closer to 2.2, you know, in that range. But, man, if you look at the stats for goaltenders in the league, he sees a lot of shots.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, a UMass team that they've beaten before. I mean, they can play when they're at their best. They can play with anybody. They've shown that this year. What will be the key going down there? That's not an easy place for anybody to play.
You know, it's the same keys as always. I mean, you got to come out strong. You got to play a full 60 minutes. You can't make mistakes. You got to minimize time in your own defensive zone. You got to capitalize on the power play. If you look at Maine's power play, that has been inching up in terms of productivity. Start out the year, you know, under 10%, and just you're not going anywhere unless you can capitalize on the mistakes that other teams make and the penalties that they give you. So Maine's power play has gotten better. It's still, you know, it's under 20%. I talk, you know, on TV about the 80-20 rule. So your power play needs to be at least 20% proficient, and your penalty kill has to be at least 80% effective. Maine's 85 on the penalty kill, but on the power play, around 16 or so, it's been creeping up. But if you watch their power play, man, they get a lot of chances. They move the puck. They possess the puck with purpose in the offensive zone for long stretches of time. So it's a little deceiving. You know, the last 6 weeks of the season, I think their power play has been very effective. And so, you know, but UMass is a team that's not going to take a lot of penalties. They're just stacked, you know, yeah. Top four goal scorers of the in the conference are on UMass. They got a solid goaltender. They're just a team that's kind of come out of nowhere. Because, you know, we're used to their history, but this is going to probably be the first time they've ever won the league regular season title.
Right. Is Maine playing their best hockey of the season right now?
I would say so. Yeah, I would say so. You know, they've got several weekends line, you know, that they've, you know, strung together where they've taken at least 3 points out of the weekend. And so they're definitely, you know, going in the right direction. Is it enough? You know, if I'm Maine, you know, you're 3 points out of fourth place, right? Tied for fifth, yeah. 3 points out of fourth place. Fourth place is home ice. Critical. I mean, I like Maine's chances at home in front of their in front of their own crowd better than I like, you know, their chances on the road. But the reality is they've played 22 games. Everybody else ahead of them, with the exception, I think, if it's Providence, is played 22. So everybody else has a game in hand on them. So for Maine to make up 3 points to leapfrog Boston University and Providence to get to that fourth spot, that's a tall order, because you got to win out. So you got to beat UMass at UMass, then you got to beat BU at home. Doable, okay? But you need some help.
Right. Now you're broadcasting next week's game, the BU game, on television.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be a meaningful game against a really worthy opponent, and a rivalry game, and it's the last game of the season, senior night. You know, it's all good.
What do you think they have to do in postseason for this year to be considered a success?
Well, you make it to the Garden, and I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's been a long time. How long has it been? I mean, since they've been to the Garden.
Yeah.
Now, they changed the playoff format, so, you know, the road to the Garden's shorter. But
you got to play some very good teams.
Sure. You finish fifth right now. You're going to play Northeastern in the first round. That's not a good matchup for Maine. I like the matchup against UMass Lowell better. You play Providence in the first round at Providence. That's not a good matchup. No. So, you know, knowing that and knowing how, you know, they've managed to scratch and claw and get to where they are, if they were somehow able to win a best two out of three series on the road at pick a team. Right. I mean, they're going to avoid eighth, so they're not going to get UMass in the first round. Thank you, God. Okay. But if they, you know, the dream scenario, I think, is they finish in a way that they get UMass Lowell in the first round. Even if it's at UMass Lowell, right. I think they can handle them.
There you go. Mike Toole, part of the broadcast crew on television next weekend as Maine plays host to BU in the regular season finale. Mike, we appreciate you stopping by as always.
Anytime, Rich. Anytime. Love to.
Good talking hockey with you.
Yeah, it's great talking with you. Great. Looking forward to the end of the season. And, you know, maybe Maine can, you know, get to a point where, I mean, I'd love to go to the Garden, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Take care of business there, Red.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
That's Mike Toole with us here on Downtown. It's 17 after.